The tabulation center's receiving bay hums under harsh fluorescent lights. Rainwater streaks across the concrete. It's 8:14 p.m. The legal cutoff for ballot boxes to cross this threshold was 8 p.m. sharp. Hector, a soaked and breathless poll worker, rushes in clutching the sealed ballot box from Precinct 4. It's a low-income district, and tonight's mayoral race is razor-thin. The river breached the access road, Hector says, still catching his breath. We had to detour 10 miles. You inspect the tamper evidence seals. They're intact, unbroken, cleanly numbered. Through the glass doors, partisan observers are already pointing at their watches and shouting. If you accept and log the box on time, those roughly 400 voters are heard. If you record the true arrival time, their ballots are legally disqualified because of a flash flood. Your desk phone keeps blinking. The state election director is on hold, waiting for your final receiving count. You have to decide how to handle this box right now. What's your call?